Blog Talk Radio.
I can't log in. You can't log in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry about that.
Amen.
It's a delay getting logged on, Mother.
Yeah, I see.
Get the mercy to the computer.
Oh, yeah, the computer.
Amen.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Yeah, it was just spinning. It wasn't moving.
Okay.
Amen.
All righty, so we have Mom, Pops, Auntie Betty,
yeah,
and Loretta.
Amen.
And myself, Angela. Okay, Loretta, you can go ahead and start reading.
Okay, I'll be reading out of Exodus 18. This is when Jethro give Moses advice on what to do. Let's see, Exodus 18:12. Okay. Jethro offered sacrifices to God, and afterwards Aaron and the leader of Israel came to meet Jethro, and they all ate the sacrificial meal together before the Lord. The next day Moses sat as usual to hear the people's complaints against each other from morning to evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw how much time this was taking, he said, "Why are you trying to do all these things alone, with people standing here all day long to get your help?" "Well, because the people come to me with their disputes to ask for God's decision," Moses told him. "I am their judge, deciding who is right and who is wrong, and instructing them to God's way. I apply the laws of God to their particular dispute." "It's not right," his father-in-law exclaimed. "You're going to wear yourself out, and if you do, what will happen to the people?" "Moses, this job is too heavy of a burden for you to try to handle it all by yourself. Now listen and let me give you a word of advice, and God will bless you. Be these people lawyers, their representatives before God, bringing him their questions to decide. You will tell them to his decision, teaching them God law and showing them the principle of godly living. Find some capable, godly, honest men who hate bribes and appoint them as judges. One judge for each 1,000 people. He, in turn, will have 10 judges under him, each in charge of 100, and under each of them will be 2 judges, each responsible for the affair of 50 people. And each of these will have 5 judges beneath him, each counseling 10 persons. Let these men be responsible to serve the people with justice at all times. Anything that is too important or complicated can be brought to you, but the smaller matter, they can be taken care of by the hands of the others. That way it will be easier for you because you will share the burden with them. If you follow this advice and if the Lord agrees, you will be able to endure and pursue, and there will be peace and harmony in the camp. Moses listened to his father-in-law's advice and followed this suggestion. He chose able men from all over Israel and made them judges over the people, thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They were constantly available to administer justice. They brought the hard cases to Moses, but judged the smaller matters themselves. Soon afterward, Moses let his father-in-law return to his own land. That was the reading out of Exodus 18:12 to the end. In Jesus' name, I pray over his words. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, we didn't have any more callers, so we're going to go ahead with our program. And then when they join, I will let you all know and just continue through that. If you would please bow your heads for the opening prayer. Father God, we praise your name. Lord God, we pray for our family and friends. And Lord God, give them the strength to believe in you. Have faith as a mustard seed that you are a deliverer and healer. You can do all things. Lord God, help us to keep your word in our hearts. We love you, Lord. Thanks for all your blessings and your eternal love. We ask that you show up and dwell in our presence right now and fill us with your love. Lord God, how great you are. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of praying. We do not take it lightly. So, Lord, rain on us with your wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Send us your word and let your glory fill this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, still no new callers. So we'll go ahead with Pop. Would you like to start us off today?
Can you talk right to it? I'll be here with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll be reading the brief Jesus announced. The brief of Jesus announced this. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to his city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Then the angel said to her, Be not afraid, Mary, for you have favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The only man to enter the world without being the product of a six-year union was Adam. And cry, would I get together a minute? And in Christ, Adam brought sin into the world, but Jesus brought victory over sin. We'll find that in Luke 1:26b. Amen.
Thank you for that, Pops. Okay. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Yes. My reading is out of Our Daily Bread, and the title is called Faithful to the Finish. The reading can be found in Hebrews 12:3 and Corinthians 12:9. To prevent weariness and discouragement in our souls, the Bible urges us to focus on Christ, When we pay more attention to him than our struggles, we will notice him running alongside us, supporting us when we stumble, and encouraging us with his example, keeping our eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith. Will help us stay close to the source of our strength and remain faithful to the finish. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, Auntie Betty, would you like to share it?
Yes, I'm going to read out of Proverbs, A Virtuous Woman, and I'm reading from the word translation. That's what it says. God word translation. And it reads as follows. Who can find a wife with a strong character? She is worth far more than jewels. Her husband trusts her with all his heart, and he does not lack anything good. She helped him and never harmed him all the days of her life. She seeks out wool and linen with care and wet with her hand willingly. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She wakes up while it is still dark and gives food to her family and portion of food to her female slaves. She picks out a field and she buys it. She plants a vineyard from the profit she has earned. She puts on strength like a belt and goes to work with energy. She sees that she is making a good profit. Her lamp burns late at night. She puts her hand on the distaff and her finger holds a spindle. She'll open her hand to oppress people. She'll stretch them out of needed and stretch them out to the needed people. She does not fear for her family when it snows, because her whole family have a double layer of clothing. She may quilt for herself. Her clothes are made of light linen and pure and purple clothes. Her husband is known at the city gate when he sits with the leader of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and deliver belt to the merchant. She dresses with strength and nobility, and she smiles at the future. She speaks with wisdom, and on her tongue there is tender instruction. She keeps a close eye on the conduct of her family, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children and her husband stand up and bless her. In addition, she sings her praise by saying, "Many women have done noble work, but you have surpassed them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty evaporate, but a woman who has feared the Lord shall be praised. Reward her for what she has done, and let her achievement praise her at the city gate." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. I will go next, and my reading is titled Christ Our Shepherd. Reading out of John 10:7-16. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Early one morning, I walked along a rural road, enjoying the cool air before the summer sun rose. Suddenly, I became aware of a rustling in the pasture beside me. I peered into the darkness, and I saw the dim outlines of perhaps 100 sheep, apparently mistaking me for the shepherd. The sheep had decided to follow me. As I strolled along the road, sheep trod in the pastures beside me until a fence stopped them. They could still see me, but they could no longer follow me. I heard their plaintive bleats growing fainter and fainter as I continued my walk. The Bible often compares us to sheep. Like sheep, we may go astray by following someone who is not our shepherd. Like sheep, we are easily frightened when venturing into unfamiliar territory. Like sheep, we need a shepherd to guide us, to protect us, to lead us to clean water and green pastures. Christ is our shepherd. He does not walk away from us, leaving us bewildered and forlorn. He does not wait for us to come to him, but comes to us and teaches us his ways. Kindness, compassion, and courage in the face of opposition and adversity. Listening to Jesus, we find our way. And just a short prayer. O Christ, our shepherd, guide us through each day. Keep us from straying away, straying from the path you set before us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All righty.
Amen.
All righty. Mother, would you like to share?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 140. And it says, deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischief in their heart. Contingent are they gathered together for war. They have separated their tongue. They are sharpened their tongue like a serpent. Added poison is under their lips. Sheila. Keep me, O Lord, from the hand of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have proposed to overthrow my going. The proud have hid a snare for me and caught. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set den for me, Sheila. I said unto the Lord, thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, whom have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desire of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves, Sheila. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischievous of their own lips cover them. Let burning coal fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the affliction and the rights of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto their name. The upright shall dwell in their presence. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. We did not have any new callers, so we're just going to continue on with our program. And I'd like to turn it over to Loretta for the sick and shut in.
Amen. Amen. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your healing hands being placed upon Daddy Verna, Angela Patton, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Ruth Edward, Jessica, Jesse Verner, Uncle Oliver, Dave, Uncle Champ, Tally and family, Cheryl, LaTanya, Loretta Simmons, Charles and Val, Josh and Kim, Tony, Malachi, Mario, DeMarcus, Daria, Isaiah, the Norris family, Rochelle Bessler, Angela Burns, Doris Reed and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Valerie Crockett, Marianne, Mary Lowe, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Jessica Smith, Janet Williams and the Moody family, Jerry and Terry, Eddie Tipman, the Rossiter family, Brian, Vicki Hussman, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the love that you show us, the love that is called unconditional love. Thank you for all things. Thank you that we know that all things are possible with you. Father, we pray for complete healing in all of our sick and shut-in. But don't stop there, Lord. We ask that you go into our hospitals, our nursing homes, and on our battlefield and heal them as well. Father God, we're calling upon Jehovah Rapha in the name of Jesus, and by his blood we are healed. Let everyone say amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Excuse me. And now we will acknowledge birthdays for May 10th through, what's, May 16th?
16th, yes.
Excuse me, May 16th. And I have, is it Shaquavius Nellens?
Shaquavia.
Who? Yeah, Shaquavius Nellens. Maybe Napoleon or somebody's? Nellens. On the 11th, I have DeMarcus Nellens on the 14th. I have Jordan Slappy on the 15th. I have
Don't
Regina.
On the
Cole. Huh?
Slappy. Jordan Slappy is on the 14th.
Is it?
Yeah.
I got DeMarcus.
14th.
Yeah, it's the 14th.
Okay, I'll change it. Okay, and I have Regina Cody on the 16th. Are there any other birthdays during the week of the 10th through 16th?
Well, I have to give you Leroy a name again. His actually his birthday is on the 10th. I thought
okay.
It was the 5th. So.
Okay. Correct it. All righty. So we have quite a few birthdays. Loretta, would you do us the honor of singing happy birthday?
Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to God's children. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Awesome. Okay. Well, we'll move on over to our program where we talk about testimonies, praises, and whatever's on your heart. Before we get started, Loretta and I would like to acknowledge our mothers on the phone, Aunt and Auntie Betty. You ready, Loretta?
Yes.
I'm not. Okay, here we go.
Always love my mama. She brought me in this world. Sometimes I feel so bad when I think about all the things she used to do. How mama used to clean somebody else's house just to buy me a new pair of shoes, yeah.
I never understood how mama made it through the week. She never, ever got a good night's sleep. Talking about mama.
Always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. Always love my mama. She brought me in this world. You only get one. You only get one. Yeah. Amen.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
Yeah.
All righty. We just had another caller join us. That's you, Auntie Dot?
Yes. Happy Mother's Day, you all.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you. Okay, well, we will go ahead with our testimony, and I would like to start with Mother.
Okay, I'm going to read a poem that I received today from the youth at our church, and it said, "No love like a mother love."
Amen.
That is love like a mother love. No strong bond on each. Like the precious born that come from God to a mother when she give birth. A mother love is forever strong, never changing for all time. And when her children need her most, a mother love will shine. God bless these precious mother. God bless them, everyone, for all the tears and heartache for all the special work they have done. When her day on earth is over, a mother love live on through many generations with God's blessing on each one. Be thankful for our mother, for they love with a high love from the power God has given and the strength from up above. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. We'll go next. And this is from this is from a sermon from my pastor back in 2013, and he was talking about negative emotions and depressions. It's time to get up and get going.
Is
the title. The reason why God don't allow you to stay in one situation so that you can trust in other situations. God is more concerned about our development than our happiness. He will put you in a situation. Your shout is not based on your stuff. God loves you no matter what. Make the devil mad. Shout in spite of what's going on. Bless the Lord at all times. Great success is usually followed by a great challenge. So I pray, Lord, my life, everything connected to me is in your hand. I trust you to hold on and take care of them and my loved ones. I can't control my surroundings. You are a big God, and I trust that you can and will care for my loved ones. We know God don't change. He's still making waves and answering prayers. Don't expect too much of people. They are not God. Remember, God is the same every day. When depressed, fake it till you make it. Smile when you feel like crying. When you get to walking, God gets to working. The devil is a liar and a deceiver. God is not through blessing you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
All righty. Okay. Auntie Dot, would you like to share?
No, I'm just going to listen.
Okay, no problem. Happy Mother's Day.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Auntie Betty?
Yes. I'm going to read out of the workers and my service delivered to shine. Scripture come out of Colossians 1:9-14, and Colossians 1:13 read, "As he delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, of his love." How awesome and what a blessing to know that we, the saints of God, are already delivered from the power of darkness and brought secure into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, When we think of the goodness of God, his mercy and his grace, we cannot help but explore in praise and thanksgiving to him for his love kindness. Father God has designed and equipped us to be included in the inheritance that he has provided for all of the saints. Scripture confirmed that we were in darkness and could not do nothing, but it is in, nothing about it in and ourselves. But God loved us too much to allow us to remain in bondage of sin and corruption. He gave us his beloved Son to become sacrifice of our sin. He made him to become sin in our place, and all that we might become the righteousness of God through him. The inheritance in which God has concluded us began in the current life and the continued throughout eternity. Receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior gives us a blessed right to share in a divine heritage that God has given to domain of sin, weakness, shame, and brought us into his very own kingdom to shine bright in the world. Jesus lives in the children of God, and he is light. In him is no darkness. Therefore, he shines forth through the saints. We have been delivered by God through Christ to reflect the presence and the image of God and represent Jesus to the world. We are set free from the power of sin. Sin has no dominion over us. Therefore, we are free to live according to the commandment of God and walk in obedience to him. Furthermore, we have the Holy Spirit who is in us, with us, and for us, enabling us to live victorious as sons and daughters of the Lord our God. Finally, not only did God deliver us to bless us with the desire of our heart, but that we should live in holiness and righteousness before him, demonstrating his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. We are delivered to live upright, reflecting the given enlightenment in the midst of darkness, and convey truth instead of deception. We have a choice to keep and a mighty good God to glorify. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, Loretta, would you like to share any more good news?
Sure. My reading is out of the Daily Bread once again. And the title is called No Simple Recipe. Life is not so simple. We live in a fallen world, and there is no easy recipe to follow that will ensure a life free of pain, loss, injustice, or suffering. In the midst of life's pain, we need the personal care of the Savior who lived in this world and experienced the same struggles we face. Hebrews 4:15 encourages us, "But we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Christ, who died to give us life, is completely sufficient to carry us through our heartaches and dark experiences. He has bore our grief and carried our sorrow." Isaiah 53:4. Jesus knows there is no simple recipe to prevent the heartaches of life, so he entered into them with us. Will we trust him with our tears and grief? Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, I'm Pops. Would you like to share more news?
Yeah, I'll be reading the coming of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:1-7. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from the heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were seated. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Pops. Okay. That concludes our program for today. And I did want to share that the new programs were mailed out on Thursday, and everyone should have received them on Friday, but I understand a lot of people have not. So they probably most likely will be there Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
Thank everybody for coming and participating, and I wish everyone a happy Mother's Day and a blessed week.
Same
to
you all.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Have a blessed week. We love you.
We love y'all too.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
We are leaving on Friday, going to Atlanta.
Amen.
Traveling
to
my granddaughter's
graduation.
Amen.
Did I say the closing prayer?
No, you didn't. You want to get it?
Wait, what did I do with it? Oh, boy, I had it all worked out. Okay, here we go. Let's pray, guys. I apologize.
One more thing. One more thing. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers.
Well, thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you. All righty, let's pray, guys. Holy Spirit, we give you the honor and glory, and we need you today and every day in our lives. God, always have mercy on us. So we surrender for the deliverance. Jesus, forgive our sins. Cleanse us with your blood. We surrender our life to you, Lord. We enter into the holy of holiness. We can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We surrender, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Everybody have a blessed week. Love you all.
Love you guys.
Love you all too.
Okay. Bye
bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.